You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Abigail Edge. This week, we're talking to industry experts about their predictions for the big trends in digital journalism in 2014.
I think drones become not commonplace, but very, very, very frequently used.
Small screens have the biggest gifts to offer.
Mobile is clearly the growth space for news providers and potentially for advertisers as well.
First, let's hear from Peter Bale, General Manager and Vice President of Digital at CNN International.
I think you'll find drone journalism, particularly photography from drones, will become extremely common and very, very powerful in a storytelling way. Being able to unpack from a suitcase something that would otherwise, you know, be requiring a helicopter and cost as much per hour as the drone cost in its entirety. So I think you'll start to see that sort of footage come into all sorts of news bulletins, documentary storytelling.
Peter also predicts that while 2013 was the year HTML5 really started to come into its own with better integration of text, videos and images, 2014 will be the year of responsive design.
Our websites are going to become utterly sensational on handheld devices. That's going to cause all sorts of challenges in their own right, and I think we'll have, you know, there will be problems along that road, but there will be some beautiful mobile websites that are in fact the full website next year.
Now let's hear from Jason Mills, online editor at ITV News.
I think some of the big trends next year for 2014 are really continuations of what we've been talking about this year, and I think in particular it's about mobile. Mobile is clearly the growth space for news providers and potentially for advertisers as well. So we'll see a growth in the amount of traffic that comes from mobile and the percentage of traffic that comes from mobile compared to desktop. I think with that will come a greater awareness of the sort of news that can be delivered via mobile, and in particular the creation of sites that start delivering geolocated news, so news that is pertinent to where you are at the moment. So not only are we delivering news in time, people start delivering news as part of a place as well. So not only right now, but right now where I am.
Ed Walker, Digital Development Editor at Trinity Mirror, also thinks geo-targeted content will be high on the agenda for many news outlets next year.
I think we will see geo-targeting, geolocation becoming even more important, and I think that will be because of the rise of apps as a major way to consume news. We've seen really encouraging signs from our app downloads across our regional titles. We're building a really strong user base who like consuming our content, and I think other providers will be finding that and putting content into an app will become more popular. And that also brings with it opportunities for geolocation, because when you're consuming on a phone, then we have an ability to know exactly where a person is. And I think making content geo-targeted could be a trend that we see next year.
We'll hear more from Ed later. But now, over to Corey Hike, executive producer and senior editor of digital news at The Washington Post, talking about a trend for what she calls adaptive journalism.
It's this idea that no matter the device, the platform that the user reaches us on, that we're creating experiences that are built specifically for the device that they're accessing our journalism. It really accounts for everything, you know, where someone is in their environment, say if they're at home on their sofa on a Sunday night using a tablet to reach our journalism, or if they're on Wi-Fi at an airport on a smartphone, if they're coming to us from social, where they're going to next, how they're going to share something.
Corey also predicts a trend for news organisations doing more with the user data that's available to them, something she calls anticipatory news.
If a news organisation pays attention to personal data and preferences that a user is opting into, you know, I think that there's a lot that news orgs could offer up. So I think that, you know, there was a lot of buzz around this idea, you know, years ago, this hyper-local kind of news idea, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking more specifically around news that's built around your specific data that you're sharing with us. You know, calendar, location, for instance, you know, you get on an airplane, you land somewhere else in a different state, in a different country. You know, when you land, if you're opening up your experience for the Washington Post somewhere else, we know you're in a different place. We could serve you a different story. Say if you're, you know, if your calendar has a meeting on it for New York City, and we actually have news around that industry or that location, we could offer you that first.
Now, let's hear from Mark Settle from the BBC College of Journalism.
I think one of the really big trends in mobile journalism in particular is the growth of video. There are organizations like Now This News, which already are doing 15-second long video news stories. And you think, well, what can you possibly get in 15 seconds? But if you go onto Instagram and watch them, they actually do them really quite well. There is the broader question of what are they really doing in those 15 seconds? What does it mean for someone's understanding of a story if all it is 15 seconds? But designed for the smartphone generation, it seems to be working very well. And you're going to see much, much more of that, particularly with the growth of 4G networks.
At the other end of the scale, Mark thinks we'll see a lot of news outlets experimenting with longer and more immersive video too.
The Wall Street Journal did a really interesting interactive immersive video about Obamacare, the president's healthcare reforms, which was about 4 or 5 minutes long, I think, possibly longer, depending on which journey you took down a path. It was interactive, where you could choose to follow a different track and get understanding about the healthcare story, depending on what was interesting for you. And so more of that is going to come as well. So you've got that interesting sort of difference between the very short videos of 15 seconds, even 6 seconds long with things like Vine, and the other end of the scale, 5, 10, maybe even 15 minutes.
Mark also talks about the impact that new devices and apps could have on digital journalism in 2014.
Everyone talks about iOS, Apple, and also Android, but I think that the Windows phones that are coming out now, particularly in Nokia devices, they've got such amazing cameras, much better than even the iPhone 5S. It may sound sacrilegious to say that one, but particularly high-end Nokia devices, if Windows get apps, if they get really good apps, then I think that you might see journalists using Windows devices to create content. I think another area where we might see something interesting in the forthcoming year will be how news organizations respond to what I think could be termed private social media. So you've got things like Snapchat and Instagram Direct, and Twitter can now share direct messages with photos. How do news organizations get content onto those platforms? There's one other aspect of digital journalism that may just transform everything radically in 2014, assuming it comes out in 2014, and that's Google Glass. For a journalist, it could just mean a very different way of reporting. Clearly, a lot of first-person perspective reporting or point-of-view reporting. There are some challenges about it. It doesn't yet have a very good audio microphone for recording somebody else. It records your audio great. It doesn't record an interviewee very well at all. It doesn't have a great battery life. It doesn't have a lot of capacity to store video. But if Google can get this right, they could transform not only how news is gathered by journalists as well as members of the public, but also how members of the public get news, not just obviously then through a smartphone, but through Google Glass.
Finally, let's come back to Trinity Mirror's Ed Walker.
I think we're going to see media organisations producing a lot more online-specific content and really opening up on more sort of BuzzFeed-style articles. We've already seen it with Trinity Mirror launching Us Versus Them, and within our regional titles, we're really starting to get hold of some of those kind of online listicle articles. One of our titles, Wales Online, has seen some real success in the back end of this year in producing those, and I think we're starting to really learn what our online audience likes to consume and really starting to focus content around them rather than repackaging content from our existing print titles.
Ed also runs the hyperlocal site Blog Preston and has some interesting ideas about how hyperlocal might develop in 2014.
I think we'll see a lot of hyperlocal sites maturing and, you know, becoming kind of more established in their communities and among their audience. That there's a lot of sites out there, and I think 2014 is a year that we could see a lot of them becoming very established and finding kind of financial models to find the way forward.
So that's lots of interesting stuff on the cards for next year, not forgetting our digital journalism conference, News Rewired, on February the 20th. If you haven't got your ticket already, there's still time. Check out newsrewired.com for more information. The journalism.co.uk team will be in the office until Christmas Eve and then back in again on the 2nd of January. Merry Christmas from journalism.co.uk.